Page 29, The Incredible Life of Connie Schumann by Ken Mitz. Connie Hubbard Schumann was born in Providence, Rhode Island on March 15, 1927, and passed away in the Los Angeles, California area April 2, 2010, Good Friday, after a bout of Alzheimer's for some 5 years. She is survived by her husband, Obie Schumann, as well as her two sons, Tom and Jim. She attended the nursing program at Brown University, class of 1947, but did not complete the program due to getting married to her late husband, Bob Hubbard. She was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at the age of 19, never having heard that her father had lost most of his vision to RP as well as glaucoma years earlier. Connie worked as a lab technician until she couldn't see the samples any longer. After realizing that her vision was slowly disappearing, she attended the State Department of Rehabilitation Program at California State University, Los Angeles, where she received her master's degree in vocational rehabilitation. She began her new vocational life with the Department of Rehabilitation in Oakland, moving down to Los Angeles in the same position, became a rehabilitation counselor for the blind, and ending her career as the Southern Coordinator of Services for the Blind under Manuel Llerena. She also received a degree in radiology and then volunteered in what is now known as the Junior Blind of America. Page 30. Connie went to Switzerland in the 1960s, where she had an experimental surgery on her eyes. Around 2001, she was among six volunteers in another experimental procedure by Dr. Humyun at USC, where a camera implant was used to restore some sight. When she was asked why she would go through all of these experiments, she answered, "If I can't get some vision back from these experiments, someone has to start it for others in the future to eventually regain theirs." During her work with the California Council of the Blind, Connie was always an advocate for her clients. When she felt that they really had some potential to vocationally succeed, according to her husband and many of her clients over the years, she was an extremely caring person. Her interests included going to live plays, jazz, Dixieland concerts, and with her husband Obie attending numerous musical programs at the Hollywood Bowl. She felt that she needed to go back to Connecticut to renew her New England accent. She had an incredible sense of humor, once explaining following a car accident that she had been blindsided and didn't even see the other car coming. Before losing all of her sight, Connie's children used to walk to the corner with her, where she would catch the bus to work at the Pasadena Rehab Office. They would tell her when there were no cars coming, and she would then run across the street to her bus stop. Connie joined ACBC some 33 years ago after meeting Obie. It took him some 13 years to finally get Connie to marry him. I guess you can say that she had him on a rather long probationary period. She was an avid reader and used talking books. She often said that she had just finished reading the first page of a convention's Braille program by the time it was finished. Connie was the CCB secretary under Bob Acosta's presidency. She served as a board member of BRLC and as a trustee treasurer of the Lily Perry Foundation. She was also a member of AAWB, Association of Workers for the Blind, which later became AER. Her life was extremely fulfilling, yet she always found time to help whoever needed it. She always presented herself with a great sense of humor, a sincere love of people, and never had a bad word to say about anyone. She will be sorely missed by so many, especially her loving husband Obie and her family.